Wireless carriers have set off a lobbying frenzy in the Washington state capitol. They're pushing legislation to give them access to power poles, streetlights, and other public infrastructure for placement of small cell antennas. But this has created a fight with cities. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
Remember the old TV commercial?
Can you hear me now? Good.
Those ads were all about a guy getting cell coverage anywhere and everywhere.
Can you hear me now? Good.
The key to that coverage was Verizon's vast network of cell phone sites. That guy from the ad now works for Sprint, and the cell networks he's been the face of are about to undergo a technological transformation. The next generation of cell technology will feature smaller antennas in more places and will eventually lead to 5G connectivity. On 5G, a movie that now takes minutes to download will take just seconds.
It sounds super sexy, and we hope that it is.
That's Beth Cooley with the Wireless Association. It's a national trade group that represents all of the nation's wireless carriers. Cooley told a panel of Washington lawmakers earlier this year that a robust 5G network will require 250,000 of these new small cell sites nationwide.
Small cell technologies are generally installed on street furniture, is what we call it, but utility poles, street lights, traffic signal poles. And as I said, this is sweeping the country and very hyper-competitive amongst the cities and the states right now.
Verizon has already announced Seattle as a test city for 5G later this year. Still, the wireless industry is pushing the idea that if Washington doesn't move quickly to pave the way for small cell sites, then other states will get 5G first. In Olympia, the industry is putting on a full court press, and that's what's triggered the fight with cities. This is the sound of lobbyists working the doors in the state capitol. Lobbyists for the wireless industry are pushing legislation that would require cities and towns to let companies like Verizon install small cell sites on public infrastructure and limit how much rent the cities can charge. The sponsor of the bill in the Washington Senate is Republican Doug Erickson. He also makes the competition argument.
And we got a choice. You know, we can be the broadband superhighway, or we can look like I-5 through Seattle at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Erickson says 5G doesn't just mean faster downloads. It means jobs and economic development. But he believes current local zoning and permitting standards are an impediment to 5G build-out.
Washington State right now has a terrible reputation for being a bad place to be able to deploy wireless. We need to fix that so we can get those companies to bring the money here first and not last.
But Erickson's approach is not going over well with the cities, who say Erickson and the wireless industry want to preempt local control. Tom Brubaker is an attorney for the city of Kent.
Verizon and other carriers would like to access the right-of-way almost without limitation and virtually free of charge.
So far, a compromise has been elusive, but Democratic State Senator Reuven Carlisle believes there's a sweet spot.
We don't want cell sites hanging from every single street lamp and pole without question. We want it done in a responsible, thoughtful way, and that's what this is about.
Erickson says he wants a bill this year, and he doesn't want a lot of discussion about it. He accuses opponents of standing in the way of a technological revolution.
I have a service people want, I got the people that will provide it, and I have barriers in the middle. And my legislation takes out those barriers so the people can get the services they want.
Erickson's bill failed to pass out of the Washington Senate before a key deadline. But just like with a dropped call, he says he's going to keep trying to get it through.
Can you hear me now?
Your call goes through.
Can you hear me now?
I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.